We all make mistakes. I've made plenty of them in my life. And we all make mistakes and fail to rely on God sometimes. We run out ahead of His timing, trying to invent our own solutions to the problems we face, or achieve the desires of our hearts in our own ways. Although there are certainly consequences for this, we must never, ever imagine that the Father gives up on us. No, the Lord never turned His back on Abraham, and He will not forsake us either.
Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hello there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and you're listening to Your Place of Grace. Today we want to talk about your faith walk and mine. Our faith walk. The Christian life is a walk of faith, isn't it? I mean, from the moment you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you enter the school of faith. Because from that point on, our Heavenly Father's goal is to teach you to trust Him completely. So therefore, in order to live effectively and grow in your relationship with God, you must have confidence that God, the sovereign Lord of the universe, will do exactly what He says and fulfill every single promise He's made you in His Word. This is why Jesus said in Matthew 7:7, He said, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you." Our Heavenly Father has awesome blessings for you, dear one, but you must know that He cares for you enough to provide them. Unfortunately, though, believers will sometimes miss God's best in life simply because they do not trust Him. Oh, they wouldn't admit that. But the fact is, in many cases, they do not trust Him. We get caught up in our circumstances and wonder why difficulties occur. However, when we realize that ups and downs are a natural part of maturing as Christians, we will continue to grow and mature and progress in our faith. Abraham is known by the title the father of our faith because of his inspiring and historic trust in God. Although he grew up in a pagan land, thoroughly pagan, and he knew nothing about Yahweh, Abraham, or back then called Abram obeyed when the Lord called him. We see that in Joshua chapter 24. And God said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you." That's found in Genesis 12, verses 1 and 2. Wow, think about it. It was an incredibly difficult command. Abraham was to leave his family, leave them, and he was to leave everything he had known to go to a place he had never even seen. Although Abraham's faith was severely tried, we know that he remained devoted to God even when everything appeared contrary to the Lord's covenant with him. and yet the Father blessed him beyond measure. God fulfilled every promise he made to Abraham. Yes, hey, to be sure, Abraham, being human like us, Abraham failed at times and had doubts like we do. He was by no means perfect. This is the reason he is an excellent example of what it means to live a vibrant life of faith. Loved one, we all experience faith failures. But if we pick ourselves up and renew our trust in the Lord, we will see God's promises to us fulfilled as the patriarch did. Thankfully, Abraham also demonstrates what is necessary for remaining confident in the Father's provision. Let me give you five requirements that Abraham had to follow, and so do we for that matter. Requirement number one, learn to listen to God. That's right. Learn to listen to God. The Lord is speaking to each of us individually, just as he did with Abraham. But if we do not learn to listen to him, hey, how will we ever have a relationship with him? So the first question we should ask is this: how does the Father communicate with us? Well, he does so primarily through his word and prayer. As we read and meditate on and study the Bible daily, God shows us how to handle the issues that concern us. However, he may also communicate through other people, sermons, Christian books, songs, and even circumstances. In fact, he will move heaven and earth to show us his will when we seek his face. The key is to begin each day by praying, "Father, if you have anything to say to me, please speak. I'm listening." And trust his Holy Spirit to speak to your heart. His Holy Spirit will speak to you, dear one. Though there may be times when God's directions do not make sense to us, they don't make sense to our logical minds, be assured that he will never tell us to do anything that contradicts Scripture. When the Holy Spirit speaks, he speaks in complete agreement with the pages of the Bible. He will never tell us to do anything that contradicts the Word of God. Requirement number two is this: learn to obey God. As you and I grow in our relationships with the Father, we learn by trial and error how crucial it is for us to do exactly as he tells us. In fact, once we hear the Lord's direction, our best course of action, the best, is to simply submit to his commands fully and immediately, no matter what it costs us. Because obedience to God always brings blessings. As we mature, we also discover that when we attempt to take shortcuts or circumvent God's plan, we get ourselves into trouble. This is because, dear ones, partial obedience is disobedience, which always brings terrible consequences. The third requirement is, learn to depend on God. The more closely we walk with the Father, the more we understand how perfectly he leads us. This is why God will sometimes only show us where to go one step at a time, so we will rely upon him completely. When this happens, we may become frustrated or impatient with our progress and begin to doubt. However, when we do so, we show that we truly don't trust and depend on God. And as a result, we begin to feel we must handle things our own way and to pull away from Him. Oh, no, loved one, this is always a mistake. Instead, we must constantly remain in complete dependence upon our Heavenly Father, which is the position of ultimate safety. Requirement number 4 is this. Learn to wait upon God. Time is a tool in God's hand, and its passing will either strengthen our faith or undermine it, depending on how we respond. Now take note, because Scripture is clear here. In Isaiah 64, verse 4, the Word tells us God acts in behalf of the one who waits for Him. No matter how many days, weeks, months, or years pass, the Lord will still keep His promises to you, dear one. Trust is all He requires of His children. And here's requirement number 5. Learn to acknowledge, repent, and profit from your faith failures. I mean, let's face it. We all make mistakes. I've made plenty of them in my life. And we all make mistakes and fail to rely on God sometimes. We run out ahead of His timing, trying to invent our own solutions to the problems we face or achieve the desires of our hearts in our own ways. Although there are certainly consequences for this, we must never, ever imagine that the Father gives up on us. No, the Lord never turned His back on Abraham, and He will not forsake us either. However, God will continue to try our faith until we are able to trust Him with everything we love in life. Therefore, instead of merely regretting our failures, we should acknowledge them openly, honestly, and repent of our unbelief and make every effort to avoid such mistakes in the future. Let me ask you something, just be brutally honest right now between you and God. Do you have confidence that God will fulfill every promise He's made to you? Do you trust Him to lead you to the best possible path for your life? Are you willing to put those you love most in His capable hands? Loved one, I hope and pray you can answer yes to these questions. Because when you become a believer in Jesus Christ, you entered the school of faith for this very purpose, to trust Him more. Oh, dear one, don't miss God's best in your life because of fear. Grow in your relationship with the Father by listening to, depending on, waiting upon, and obeying Him. At times when you do fail, learn from your mistakes. Remain devoted to the Lord even when everything appears contrary to what He has promised you. I promise you, you can rest assured that our God is trustworthy and will keep His promises to you. You cannot lose. You just cannot lose by trusting Him. And there is no substitute for faith in the life of a believer. Amen? Amen. The first step of faith, and the most important step that any person, any human being can take, is by opening their heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you done so? Have you made Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord? Here's how you can receive Christ today. If you don't know Him already, you can know Him beginning right now. Will you receive Jesus right now? Here's how you can open your heart to Christ. First, admit your need by saying, "Yes, God, I am a sinner." Then be willing to turn away from your sins. That's where the word repent comes from, to turn away from something and to turn toward something else. Turning away from your sin and turning toward the Lord Jesus Christ, toward the cross, and ask God's forgiveness of all your sin. Then believe that Jesus Christ died for you, bearing your sin, shame, guilt, and punishment on the cross, and that on the third day He rose from the grave. And through prayer, with all your heart, out loud with your lips, invite Jesus Christ to come in and control your life through the Holy Spirit. That's how you receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. You can do it right now, dear one. Pray this with all your heart. Repeat these words after me. Again, with all your heart, cry out to God. Dear God in heaven, yes, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. Right now, with my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus Christ. In my heart, I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, and He is alive. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make Him the Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am now washed. I am cleansed. I am forgiven. I am healed. And I am reborn. And I thank you, my God and my Savior. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen. And amen. Praise God, dear one. Hallelujah. Jesus said, when any sinner, when any person opens their heart to Him as to become their Savior and Lord, that the angels of heaven rejoice over that one sinner who repents and comes to Jesus. And if you've prayed this prayer with me, you have the angels in heaven rejoicing over you, dear one. Welcome to the family of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Those old things that you've done have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God. You are a citizen of heaven, and I rejoice with you right now, dear one. This is just the beginning. Okay? This is just the first step. This is the biggest, the hugest step you can take. But it's just the beginning of a wonderful new life in Christ. To deepen your relationship with Jesus, you need to read your Bible every day to get to know Christ better. And then talk to God in prayer every single day. Tell others about Jesus and about accepting Him into your heart and life. Then worship, fellowship, and serve with other Christians in a good Bible-based church where God's word is preached, where the people love God and love each other. And finally, as Christ's representative in a needy and hurting world, you need to demonstrate your new life by your love and concern for others. Get involved in church. Get involved in ministry. Change your world, dear one, with the love of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit that now resides in you. Hallelujah. If you've prayed this prayer with me today and you've received Jesus as Savior and Lord, email me through my website. Write me a note through my website, yourplaceofgrace.com, and say, Tony, brother, man, I pray that prayer with you. Jesus is now my Savior and Lord. You know what, dear one? I'm going to rejoice with you. I'm going to send you a word of encouragement, and I'm also going to send you some free resources. I mean it, free and postage paid, to help you get started in this walk with Christ. And until we meet again, hey, I love you, and I want to bless you right now. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you, and may he always have a smiling countenance toward you. And may God grant you peace, protection, prosperity, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter, love, and unconditional love and acceptance in your marriage, your family, your home. And may God grant you great favor, everywhere you step foot, all the days of your long, 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 long life. In Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzes. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.